T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome in, 9:13. This is Bernstein and McKnight. I'm Connor McKnight. Barry Rosner is in for Dan this week. We've got plenty going on. The Loyola Ramblers have made themselves a Final Four. Baseball opens this week, and we are a few tantalizing days away from the 2018 Masters Championship in Augusta. Barry, good morning. Good to have you. Wonderful to see you.
Hi, Connor.
Pleasure, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. We have a lot to get to this morning and some great guests to help us get there. You, as always, are invited to be a part of the show. You can hit us up on Twitter, twitter.com/Bernstein_MCK. Dan got all his letters. I got 3. Everything's fine. At C1 McKnight is the Twitter handle for myself. You can follow Barry at Barry Rosner. Read his latest in the Daily Herald, too. I'm sure we'll talk a little bit about Barry's perspective on Loyola. It's kind of the tack that I've been taking myself with the Ramblers. An interesting one. Enjoy it. Have fun with
this. I just think it's a nice story. Look, as I was talking about in transition, you know, it's just the way the world works today. It's certainly the way the media works today. People just want to beat you over the head with something, especially at a time of when everyone else is absent, when the Hawks are bad and the Bulls are bad and baseball hasn't started, newspapers, radio, TV, everyone does it. They overdo it. And that's going to turn some people off, and I get that. And if you're a basketball fan, this is a fun team to watch. That's all. I think that would be my approach. I mean, I have to watch these things because it's my job. But if I were a basketball fan, I would watch this and say, this is a fun team to watch. And they play great help defense. There's 5 guys going to the boards. There's 5 guys in the paint. They move the ball unselfishly. There's a lot of pick and pop. They're coached very well. They seem to really like each other. You know, we don't know that for sure, but they seem to like each other.
Hope so.
They, after games, the way they hug, they seem to have genuine affection for one another. They certainly like winning together. The rest of it, the attaching of meaning to it beyond what it is, beyond what this is, which is a basketball team playing basketball games and winning, they're not saving Chicago. Chicago's a disaster. They're not saving Illinois. Illinois is a nightmare. They're not saving America. It's just a basketball game. It's fun. It's unexpected. It may never happen again for this school. If I were an alum, I'd have a hard time not crying every time they win a game. I mean, I remember driving up to the Orange Bowl, and, I went down to Florida for a couple days.
For NIU,
for the Orange Bowl, to play golf.
The Orange Bowl.
Yeah, and I thought, this is cute. I'll go down, I'll play golf for a few days. I'll drink with all my old buddies. Go to Gulfstream. This is going to be great.
Nice little weekend.
And then you're driving up to the stadium. You see the stadium. You see your school on the side of the building. And you go, this is not cute. This is a football game. Let's go win the football game. I mean, it changes in an instant. And you realize it's once in a lifetime. And you enjoy it. But it's just a basketball game for Loyola. That's all. They might get to play 2 more games. They're just basketball games. It doesn't have to be bigger than it is. And I get those who are turned off by some of what you read, some of what you hear, some of what you see.
The sensationalism of it or the magic making out of it?
All of it. Because in essence, it's a basketball game. And you, if you want, we can talk about it later when we have a little more time. But, DePaul really was Chicago's team, and there are a lot of reasons that happened. This isn't that. It's just a nice story. Why don't you just enjoy it for what it is?
312-674-6767, the phone number. You want to talk about a great story with us, you can also text into 67011. You can email us, which I don't have in front of me. We'll get it to you in a second. Our guests.
Boy, this thing runs. This thing runs like
it
a does. Top.
It is well oiled. This machine. Oh, apparently it's on there. Is it? Bernstein and McKnight at 670thescore.com. The numbers are actual numbers there. Chris Weber is going to join us at 10 o'clock. He called the games in the South Regional with Brian Anderson. We'll talk to him about what he saw and what he sees coming up. Bill Brink will join us. We'll continue our tour around the NL and AL Centrals, taking stock of the teams that are going to tee off against the White Sox and Cubs in the coming year. Bill Brink writes for the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. We'll talk to him at 10:40. The Midway is at 11. A couple of funny stories and one piece of audio that is just Barry. It is incredible. Heard it earlier this morning. I've never heard anything quite like it. There's no sense in explaining anything other than the uniqueness of it.
Does it have to do with the overnight show?
It does not. Great guess.
Because
solid guess. On point guess. It does not have to do with the overnight show, which will break your brain only further.
The best part about doing the morning show over the years when I've filled in for Mully is that you get to hear less on the way in. And there are always nuggets in that 4 o'clock hour.
Always.
There are always nuggets.
We have a nugget that may find the vein of that overnight show, but it is quite something in and of itself. Okay. Sahad of Sharma is going to join us at 11:40. He writes for The Athletic, as does everyone who's been conscripted to write baseball. The Athletic. That's true. You are the standalone.
For a newspaper. Newspapers still survive.
Fighting into
even
the dying
light. The Athletic wants to put us out of business.
They are certainly spending the money to do so. We'll hit the break here.
Their guy actually said it. He actually said
we want to set the fire.
Which is nice
to
for people
everywhere.
Like me and my
That's
family
right.
and
right.
the two kids I have in college and things like that. So
it's
thanks
a,
for that.
A nice thing to
thanks
say.
For that.
Just announce your presence out there with authority.
With authority.
Thank you so much for doing that. That's what's coming up on the show. We will also give you a chance to qualify for your Cubs season tickets today and two chances at $1,000. All you got to do is listen for the keywords to text and to win. Loyola has made a run, and I think what's been incredible about watching it, not just the mind-breaking improbability of this whole thing, but the way they've done it has been interesting to me. And Barry's been talking a little bit, too, about the stories that rise to fill the vacuum at these points during the year. I kind of want to talk about the ways Loyola has done that. We'll get to a couple calls when we come back as well. We're not going to hit a break. Okay, we'll just...
No, we already took the break.
All right. Well, then we took the break and we're fine. Let's head out to the phone lines.
You don't have to yell at him, Rick.
No,
he has no idea what he's doing.
I
don't
yell at him. I've yelled at people on the air before. That's not a yell.
Well, just when you do yell, make sure it's fun. Head out to the phone lines in Elgin. It's Elliot. What's up, Elliot?
Loyola, maybe you were talking about Loyola maybe sustaining this down the road a little bit. I think all it really takes is for them to string together a couple, a few tournament berths, and I think that would be a start for them sustaining it. I mean, a few teams that come to mind that were smallish, relatively obscure, nationally speaking, Butler, Gonzaga at one point, Villanova, and a couple others, Xavier. Those teams were all relatively obscure, and now they're walking among the giants. They're walking with the trees every single year. You know, that's going to, for Loyola's sake, that's going to take probably a decade or plus, but I mean, it is possible for them to be at that status in 15 years. You just got to string together several berths, get some players, and slowly build a program. Butler and Xavier were obscure, and now they're expected to be there every single year. And if you guys disagree with me, I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Sure. Elliot, appreciate the phone call, my man.
Well, Villanova in 1985 was nobody.
Xavier and, Nova has taken over. Xavier made a run. Butler, like you mentioned.
Villanova took down Georgetown in 1985.
Right.
Impossible. Couldn't be done. Raleigh Massimino.
Needed time to build back to what it is now.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's not as though that was a complete since 1985 all the way to today.
You have to first of all keep your coach. How likely is that? How likely is that? I mean, this is, I mean, a lot of, most people think he's staying.
That's right.
And I find that stunning because this is the one chance in his life, maybe, unless something great happens again next year, which is possible, this might be the one chance in his life to really get generational wealth for his family. That's an enormous sacrifice for the betterment of a program, and I assume that would be because his family wants to stay here because they like where they're at.
We talked a little bit, Bear, about how this story has kind of risen to fill somewhat of a vacuum, right? And how these narratives can sometimes be blown up to mean something they might not need to mean. That import might be thrown on 98-year-old nuns or 50-year-old head coaches who got brought up in this region.
Some of it's
attached to this.
Some
kind
of it's very lazy, and some of it is just because there is nothing else happening.
But there is too, and I hate to be another wet blanket of any kind because it's such a fun thing to have been watching. But there is, to a certain degree, a bad moon rising in college basketball, right? There is a pending FBI investigation into two of the programs, potentially, who are involved in this Final Four. There's going to be tighter and tighter looks into what's been going on in this system. And
by the way, I just got a text from a buddy of mine who knows Porter from Bennett. He comes from generational wealth. So apparently that's not an issue.
When you have the trust fund, the $420,000 a year seems a little bit easier to live with.
I apologize for interrupting.
Apparently
that's not an issue.
Even still, a chance to, if you're a competitive guy like that, if you've made it that far, you've got that thing. That thing inside
if you're living, if you're living in Wilmette, and you have your kids and, you know, living in a place in which they're happy with people, among people, where they're happy, and your wife is happy. And if your wife is happy, you got half a chance to be happy. So if she wants to stay and he doesn't care, really doesn't need to care about how much he makes,
right,
then that is a different conversation.
Well, and two, you know, it's been mentioned a number of times. We had Steve Watson, the athletic director of Loyola, on the program last week at some point. I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday. And you know, he's been talking to anybody who's asked about what the efforts are going to be like to keep Porter Mosier and how those kind of conversations have been going. It seems as though everyone there is aware of what kind of financial steps they're going to have to take to keep that coach. And, you know, our caller Elliot in Elgin just a few minutes ago was talking about how this only takes a few more appearances over the course of 15 years and you'll have a sustainable, feasible Loyola program. I mean, you're taking really big steps there in just a couple of words. Certainly, it starts with keeping Porter Mosier. But even if you're not able to do that, you know, we've seen programs before hand things off and retain some sort of relevance. I'm thinking about Butler maybe first and foremost, though the dynamics there are much different than they are here at Loyola and in the situation that the Ramblers find themselves in. But more so, they've created the shirts that I've kind of been drawn to all through the run is the Created by Culture shirt that the Ramblers have been wearing on the bench. You know, the kids who have come into the game, those are the shirts they're wearing. That culture seems to be one that Porter has been part of creating as much the creator of that as anybody in that program.
That doesn't happen without a coach.
No.
I mean, all that stuff, just the way that they play. I mean, they play team basketball. Like, if you like basketball and you want to see accountability and you want to see unselfishness and you want to see guys play for one another, this is a good team to watch. It's just a good basketball team. Yeah, Connor, that doesn't happen without him creating that.
No.
So you want him to remain. You want him to be a part of this. But those are some big steps to talk about them being able to sustain this and becoming
huge
a team
that
gets to the final 16 or 8 or 4 every year as the big boys do. Ray Meyer was here for 50 years.
Yeah.
You know, he did this for 50 years and it took him decades to get the Chicago pipeline going. It took him decades. And then suddenly it was a Chicago team filled with Chicago players who became they became the the athletic stars of this city. Think about the early 80s. The Bears weren't the Bears yet. Cubs and Sox were terrible. The Hawks weren't very good, and the Bulls were awful. Those guys were the stars of this city. And they were a big, they were legitimate stars. A lot of NBA players we're talking about here. NBA stars we're talking right. about here. And that was not easy to do. But Ray Meyer was also beloved in this town, having done it for so long. A very, very different situation. I just, you know, I don't blame anyone who's a fan. And I've gotten the response. People are, they're going diabetic over the, you know, over the amount of sugar
they've been fed a little too much
that is being injected, you know, right into their veins on this. And I don't blame them. They just want to enjoy the basketball. Stop making me, don't force me to believe that this is something bigger than it is. And there's a lot of that going on.
There have been a lot of great basketball moments to watch, whether it's Ingram yeah. or Towns oh. or Richardson or Custer. I find it fascinating that you've got two kids in Custer and Richardson who went to high school together, who have
another kid coming from Overland Park, by the way.
And the two of them didn't even go to Loyola together. Richardson is a right. transfer in from Iowa State, if I recall correctly. And the way, you know, the way we've seen, whether it's that Nevada team with Eric Musselman, who brought in a bunch of transfers as well, whether it's Malik Newman, who himself was a transfer to Kansas and scored all 13 points for them in the overtime against Duke just yesterday, we've seen those types of players affect both the major programs and the mid-major programs. I think we've seen the stories in college basketball support themselves on their own merits without needing, like you said, the sugar to the levels of creating some sort of health issue.
Yeah, between CBS and some of the local papers and certainly local TV, I suggest you watch your insulin levels, because it's it's dangerous out there right now.
Guys, worship, work, and win. That's what I wanted to say to you guys. Sister Jean, quote, that's on a T-shirt.
I've always said that.
I've had
T-shirts that have said that for years, I think. I'll let Sister Jean have this one. Mark, take it away.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This segment brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma. Download the Credit Karma app today. Credit Karma, get knowing. I'm Connor McKnight. He is Barry Rosner. This is the Bernstein and McKnight Show here on 670 The Score. Been talking quite a bit about Loyola's run into the Final Four. They have made it, an improbable run to be sure. Chris Weber is going to join us at 10 o'clock. Your phone calls and text up until then, 67011 is the text line. And that's kind of why we've seen a couple of things, a couple of texts pop in asking some questions about this run that we've, you know, kind of been following the entire way through. I find it interesting, although this text probably ought to get a little bit more priority. This from the 312, Barry.
Yeah.
Want to know what the degrees of wedges you have in your golf bag. That's probably more for an 11 o'clock thing, but I suppose a preview segment's warranted. Exactly how you're playing it these days.
Yeah.
Bouncing that lob wedge up there.
I carry three. Yeah. I know you're still bitter about me chipping in on 16.
I've never quite seen a shot played like that, nor accepted like that.
Well, I used to.
Honestly, you were like the Ramblers getting into the Final Four, just being very calm, accepting, knowing this was going to happen, expecting the next shot to go in.
Well,
that's you on a off course.
Home course advantage, Chevy Chase. I know the break on that particular. I played it like a putt, is what I did. Greenside, right, short sided. Awful, like 6 foot break right to left, and I just flopped it to about 10 feet and let it roll in the hole. And I know you're bitter about that, because that led me to an 80 that day.
I don't remember
what you shot.
It wasn't 80. It certainly wasn't 80.
It was several more than that.
Several. Yeah. No, I'd say
perhaps 20 more.
I don't think it was approaching course limit, and I think it was in and around three digits, but it certainly wasn't fun.
I have a 60, a 56, and a 52.
Glad we have that out of the way. Although the one last thing for the midday, midway at 11. I've just. With Porter Moser and building this program, right, the ability of that school to keep their guy, I think more than anything else, I've been impressed by the way those teams not only have won games and composed themselves after games and during late runs, but you know, we saw them play all types of different. You talk about clubs in the bag, right? They seem to have a number of clubs in the bag. They won a comeback game. They won a game against Nevada where they were getting run for a good solid 10 minutes in that first half, and then found a way to control themselves, adjusted their strategy. They took out my guy Cameron Crutwig, which I don't mind at all. It needed to happen. They shifted philosophy.
He's your guy?
I really like Cameron Crutwig. I find that...
What is it that you particularly...
There's a certain...
enjoy
listen,
about his
don't
game.
Don't get me wrong. There's a certain lack of athleticism and savvy that he needs in order to play that I find myself identifying with.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I find myself identifying with that young man who also looks 30 and really kind of enjoying
athletic ability,
his skill set.
That's right about on par.
It's right. Not that I've ever shot par, not in an entire 18 hole, but I find something likable about Crutwig. Either way, what I'm saying is they've played all types of games.
Well,
they've played the game given to them and been able to come out on top.
Don't you think they kind of just do what they do? Don't you think they kind of just say, look, we're going to play the way that we play?
With the exception of taking Crutwig out.
And they do make adjustments.
Yeah.
I mean, Porter's a good coach. He makes adjustments. But essentially they say, look, offensively, we're going to do what we do. Okay? And, you know, they have enough guys, specifically two and sometimes three, who can confuse you off the dribble because you don't know if they're going to take you to the bucket or they're going to step back and fire one. And that's effective. Look, let's not pretend that this tournament is the tournament of our childhoods, okay? This is a bad tournament, all right? There's not a lot of good teams in this tournament, and this is not to take anything away from Loyola.
No, parity breeds excitement, but by necessary.
It's entertaining.
Sure.
It's really entertaining. I've found every weekend to be entertaining so far.
There is drama.
But the quality of play, now the Kansas Duke game yesterday was a good basketball game. There haven't been a lot of games you would say these are quality. Villanova, Texas Tech, actually, despite it being big at the end, that was a really good basketball game. Michigan, Florida State. There's been some good games, but you have a lot of mediocrity. And with this kind of parity, you have the opportunity for just about anybody to make a long run. I guess until we'll see now, you know, how it goes for Loyola after this. But what I like about Porter Moser is he says, we're going to do what we do. We're going to play how we play. We're going to play great defense. We're going to help each other on defense. We're going to be really unselfish on offense. And we got a couple guys who can make shots. If you can score the basketball in this tournament, in this era of the NCAA tournament, if you can score the basketball, you can play decent defense, you have a chance to win every game. It's not that complicated. You don't have to be great. And that's not to demean
no.
Loyola.
You hit a couple of shots, you make them from distance.
How many teams in this tournament can't score a basket? It's
too
unbelievable.
Too many of these teams cannot score baskets. You're not wrong.
I mean,
wrong,
Texas Tech is a good basketball team. They play phenomenal defense. They can't score to save their lives.
No. No.
And there's like five teams who got in the final 16 exactly like that.
You made a reference to Villanova there, how they've played. I find another one, too. We'll get to it after the break. We'll get to a couple of phone calls as well. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We'll hit those in just a few as well. But there's something else that Porter Moser has gotten from Loyola that maybe you don't see enough of, or even if you do, it doesn't pan out the way it has for the Ramblers, at least in the last couple of years. We'll get to that when we come back. He's Barry Rosner. I'm Connor McKnight. This is the Bernstein McKnight Show on 670 The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
The head coach of Loyola, certainly you've seen him by now, Porter Moser. I'm Connor McKnight. He's Barry Rosner. This is Bernstein McKnight on 670thescore.com. Segment's brought to you by Walgreens. Allergy season is here, so stop by Walgreens for brands like Allegra and get 24-hour relief for your toughest allergy symptoms. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
It's funny that he says that, you know, because 3 months ago, 4 months ago, not even Loyola students cared about the Loyola basketball
team. Even
though
when they were playing.
Right?
They weren't probably sure where they were playing.
Which is common at a lot of schools around here.
It's where, common to more schools than not, really.
Yeah, probably around the country, sure.
Yeah.
And now you want them to be, and I speak now to those who are trying to make this more than this, now you want them to be Chicago's team, America's team, the world's team, the team that's going to save mankind. Could we just dial it down a tiny bit? It's a great story. It's great for these kids. It's a great reward for a team that plays good basketball.
Something that kind of caught my ear, I guess, in the post-game interviews with Porter and something you'd mentioned too in our last segment, wanted to get to it here. Porter mentioned, I think in his first post-game interview after the win, that this didn't just happen over the last 2 weeks. This isn't something we didn't just come together and start playing basketball. And really, I started looking at, and it's been fairly well documented, but I think it's kind of worth shooting around just a bit. Porter Mosier went 7-23 his first year at Loyola, 15-16, then 10-22, 24-13, won a CBI in that season, 15-17, and then was it 18, and I can't read my own writing there, 18-14 the last year before a 32-5 season here. Porter Mosier has had time to create the culture that has produced Ben Richardson and Clayton Custer and Dante Ingram and Marcus Towns, and he has had time to fail at that program.
He's had time from an athletic director.
Yes.
You have to have that.
Steve, because otherwise it might, and none of it matter.
And supportive university president as well.
So
if you don't have those things, you don't get the time.
No. And even if you are perhaps on the right track in creating a couple of things, when you have that hiccup, when for instance, a top recruit might bail a little bit early for the NBA, earlier than your program can handle, you go through a bit of a speed bump and, well, time's up there, fella, and your program has been derailed. That hasn't happened with Porter Mosier. And as we talk about sustaining this, as we talk about, you've mentioned a couple of times that some want to make more out of Loyola than perhaps they need to be made. There is, Barry, a void here in the college hoops landscape. There is, we talked about this a little bit last week,
the entire sports landscape right now, but certainly
at this time and place,
but certainly the college basketball.
So what that does is create a time, right, and also a physical, I guess it's metaphorically physical, but a physical void of a lack of a college hoops team with which to fill this time and space. And I think that's maybe more locally than it is nationally, but boy, that, wouldn't it be great to have a decent college basketball team to go watch every now and again? I'm speaking to everybody who, lives in town or within a train ride of the Gentile Center. Like, wouldn't it be nice to go see on Idle Tuesday night, take a couple of young kids, let them see a mascot running around, that kind of stuff? I remember going to a couple of games with my dad when I was little. I don't remember if the team was any good, but it was for my, he got to go see some decent basketball, at that point in time. That was, late 80s. He got to go see a couple of, and that helped taking care of what I'm sure was a terrible child at the time a little bit easier on a night like that.
I doubt it.
Probably not.
I doubt it. It was just maybe a few minutes of escape for him. I don't even know if you were born yet, but in the late 70s and early 80s, DePaul became a very big deal. And it really was Chicago's team. As I mentioned earlier, you think about 79, 80, 81. Cubs and White Sox, awful. Bulls, awful. Bears just getting something started, really. I mean, they made the playoffs in 79, but that was only because of Walter Payton. Made the playoffs in 77 only because of Payton. And we're building towards something in 1984 and 85. But those early 80s, Blackhawks really, they had just drafted Savard, so they were just starting to get something going. But nothing was very good here. DePaul was a big deal. I mean, it was a big, those guys were stars. Mark Aguirre walked around town like the king of Chicago.
Right.
I mean, this is obviously before Michael Jordan was drafted in 84. They were the kings, and there was a period of 15 to 20 years where DePaul was a huge deal. And you think of names like Joe Ponsetto, Dave Corzine, Curtis Watkins, Mark Aguirre, Terry Cummings, Skip Dillard, Bernard Randolph, Teddy Grubbs, Howard Nathan, who was from Peoria, and later Quentin Richardson. I mean, it was a Chicago thing. It wasn't like they had to be adopted. It was a Chicago thing. It was ingrained, and a lot of that was Ray Meyer as well. That takes time. It takes a long time. It takes decades. And I'm not talking about sustainability. I'm talking about becoming part of the fabric of the city.
Sure. Yeah. And those are two different conversations, I think.
Yes.
Because while you
but
can
one
have
lead, one can lead to the other.
Yeah, they're linked for sure. And Loyola has this moment now where they have to capitalize on the publicity that they've created. They have to capitalize on the on the national spotlight that's on Porter Moser and these kids who have earned it. And make sure they keep at least some semblance of it. You know, if Porter Moser, I guess I say semblance just because if Porter Moser decides to move on, if there is that next opportunity calling, whether it's, I don't know, Rhode Island or Xavier or something like that, if that's where he's headed, then make sure you can talk about the line of succession, right? Make sure you can point very clearly to those who do want something to fill this vacuum, this college basketball void in this city that, you know, you're mentioning very clearly exists as a bit of a hunger, I think, in the sports landscape of this city.
Under any circumstances.
Then, sure.
Under any circumstances, people would love to have college basketball teams here to root for.
You've got a little bit of that now with the Ramblers. Certainly a lot going the Ramblers.
I think the city's enjoying it very much.
Set out to the phone lines here in Wisconsin Rapids. It's Jesse. What's up, Jesse?
Yes, good morning. How are you, gentlemen?
Hanging out. How are you, Jesse?
Fine, thank you. I'm a native Chicagoan, and I'm not an alumni of or alumnus of Loyola or anything like that. It just strikes me that you seem to be throwing a wet blanket over this thing a little bit. I'm not saying that you should be popping champagne corks or anything like that. I just think that it is a great moment. It's been 55 years since they've reached this point. They're a team that nobody expected to be at this point in the tournament, and they're the only Chicago college team that's ever won a national championship. Now they have a chance to do it again.
Right.
That is a big deal. And you're acting as if, well, it's just a basketball game. Why can't you enjoy it?
Well, Jesse, I appreciate the phone call.
Listening is a skill. so I don't know. You must have been listening to a different conversation, Jesse, because
we've celebrated the run that they've been on.
Yeah, I think that's.
I mean, you mentioned earlier that you would imagine Loyola graduates or fans of the program kind of weeping after each and every game because of the unlikelihood of this entire run.
You just shake your head a lot. I mean, that's like I said, when NIU went to the Orange Bowl, you just find yourself shaking your head a lot, going, "This can't be happening." We're not Duke, you know. We're not Kansas. We're not North Carolina.
You're not Gonzaga, you
know, right? Right, or
you're not.
Or Xavier or Butler for that matter.
I mean, it's a completely different dynamic.
But look at Gonzaga and look at Butler and look at Xavier and look at Villanova. And
Villanova
20,
for
and
sure.
Look, Villanova in 1985, I mean,
Villanova in 2001. Right. Jay Wright comes in and starts making that program into what it was, you know, a little bit in 85.
But it does show that these things can happen. These things
absolutely.
And that's the line of succession that you're talking about. There has to be, from a coaching standpoint, there has to be from a recruiting standpoint. And it has to begin somewhere. Now they've got this Overland Park thing happening, and got lucky with a transfer. Because one of the guy's buddies was here.
Yeah, Richardson was at Iowa State, and Custer's here.
Right, and now they're getting another Overland Park kid coming next year. So, I mean, this, you know, who knows how you create something. DePaul, you know, Illinois, whatever it is. You realize Loyola, by the way, has now gone to as many Final Fours in the last 55 years as the University of Illinois?
I read that,
which
yeah.
is talked about. In around these parts as though it's a basketball power. And every time Illinois fails at basketball, people go nuts. Like, this shouldn't be.
The expectations.
This is Illinois basketball.
Set on that program.
What are you talking about? Well, how many times has Illinois basketball been great?
Well,
how many times has it been great? The late 80s, it was great. Obviously, the 2005 run was great. There have been some decades of sustained, mild success. But what is Illinois
sustained,
two times? What did I say?
Sustained mild success is. I could just like putting that on a banner and waving the hell out of it on a banner. We did it.
That's
sustained mild success.
That should be on a billboard somewhere.
That's gonna be the next T-shirts that come around. It's gonna be up for the sustained mild success.
That's very weak.
But
why? I mean, why do we? You know, we talk about Illinois. I don't. But people talk about it like, I mean, and they fire coaches like, this has got to be so much better. Why? Why? They talk about the football team the same way. Like it, like Illinois has some great football history.
Sustained, mild success. We'll talk with a guy who has reached great success. And in the broadcast, too, Chris Weber is going to join us just after the update here at 10 o'clock. We'll talk with him at the hoops he's seen and why he's so, so over the moon about the flare screens that Loyola keeps running late into this tournament. He's Barry Rosner. I'm Connor McKnight. We'll take your phone calls, too, after we talk with C-Web. It's coming up next here on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.